Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. This one came from Candace. I like her opening line, y'all are dope.
Hey.
Y'all are dope, and you're going to love this. It's the same kind of thing that Katie was going on with her mom and aunt.
Oh, yeah, the picture.
Your aunt was posting bad pictures of your mom.
For her birthday. Yeah, on her birthday.
So, yes, very similar. Candace says, I'm honestly furious, and I don't know what to do next. My mother-in-law mailed out their Christmas card last week. It's the big photo collage. They send it to the entire mailing list. I'm included in the picture. But the pictures they chose of me are awful. I look overweight, frumpy, tired, and overall terrible. Just terrible. These are not pictures I would ever approve of, let alone want sent out to what feels like half the country. What's making this worse is that several friends and family members who have received the card already have reached out asking why she would choose these photos of me. They've all said the same thing. Everyone else in the card looks great. I look like I was added as an afterthought.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
A little frumpy dumpling. I'm embarrassed. I'm angry. I feel like she didn't even consider how I'd feel about being presented like that in something so public. She goes on to say, I've had some issues with my mother-in-law in the past, and I feel like this is her way of getting back at me. My question is, what do I do, JKJ? Do I let it go, pretend it's not a big deal, even though it clearly is to me? Or do I confront my mother-in-law and ask why she thought it was okay to use these pictures where I look so bad, especially knowing how many people would see them? She ends by saying, I'm genuinely pissed and need some guidance. Love you guys. That's from Candace. If you've been in the situation, if you just want to give Candace some advice, phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. This is awesome.
Oh, I'm so mad.
This is awesome.
I'm mad for you, Candace.
Mother-in-law sent out the Christmas card. Candace is in it, but she looks overweight, frumpy, tired, and overall just terrible. What does she do about this?
Well, and the picture's one thing, but the dynamic with the mother-in-law, I think anyone who's had that can relate. It is, that gets frustrating. I used to go at it with my mother-in-law when it came to Zoe and her buying her stuff because she would always buy her boy clothes. And it would make me so mad. And I would just
hold
be like,
up. Why would she do that? Zoe's a little girl and she'd go out and buy boy clothes.
And this is the thing. I feel like sometimes people in that dynamic, the mother-in-law, they do things just to be petty because they can. And they
did
do
she want a boy?
I think it's because she retired and she just wanted to stir the pot. Like, I think, honestly, I feel like she just wanted to start a fight. And so I had to, I will never forget, I had to like get in her kitchen a little bit. I had to be like, listen, I dress Zoe like a girl. I want girl things to dress her in. You getting me a little, you know, a boy's outfit is not helping me in this case. I had to have a conversation with her. She didn't like that. We didn't talk for like a month, but guess what? She didn't do again. And I think that that's just kind of something like this. You really got to put your foot down.
Yes, I'm glad you did. That whole scenario is so strange and funny to me.
I'm telling you.
That your mom was just, or mother-in-law was being a punk and buying you boy clothes. But it's just so strange.
For no reason.
This is kind of falling in those same lengths, though, is that she is purposely posting something that she knows is going to the mother-in-law is doing something that they know is going to set that person off, in my opinion. That's how it sounds.
Think it's personal and on purpose.
I think she's doing it on purpose.
But what if Candace is overweight, frumpy, tired, and overall terrible, and she's just now kind of realizing it by seeing these pictures?
I don't think that's it.
I mean, this is just kind of like looking in a mirror, maybe.
I think that Candace takes plenty of pictures that look nice, and the mother-in-law went out of her way to find bad ones. And if she did, then that's a problem. And again, it's got to be nipped in the bud early, because if it's not, then it's just going to get out of hand. I mean,
yeah, where does it end? The next thing you know, you walk into her house and there's a giant picture of you all frumpy and ugly.
Yeah.
Right in the entryway.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the main picture.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off about Candace's situation, phone lines are always wide open. We're a very accessible morning show. We would love to talk to some of our listeners today. Now, here's what I would do personally, just because I'm evil. I would, if I had not sent out my Christmas cards yet, I should have asked her if she had sent them out yet. I would create my own Christmas card for the season with some family collages and photos.
I'm petty like that. I'd do the same thing.
And guess what I would be doing? I'd be sifting through my 4 million photos that I took throughout the year, and I'd be finding pictures of my mother-in-law where she looks, what are the words? Overweight, frumpy, tired, and just terrible.
There you go. I agree.
You know?
I think that's
is that
so
how
good.
You fight fire with fire?
You have to. I mean,
or does
again,
that just make you a bigger a-hole, essentially? Hi, Alyssa.
How are you?
Well, we're all right, but Candace is pissed.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts for her?
I wasn't included on the collage card as my mother-in-law didn't really like me, so I'd rather there be a frumpy, fat picture of me included than no picture at all.
Oh.
Was that this year's Christmas card?
No, back in the day, rest in peace to her, but I was not included, and so I taped my picture all over her house one week after it came out.
Yes! I love that.
I hid my face everywhere. In the cupboards, in the bathroom, all over the place.
Alyssa, that is
I love you.
Such a power move.
You
I love that.
Are my people.
I know, right?
Yeah, she didn't like me, but my ex-sister-in-law made that year's card, and they weren't even married.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so what are you saying to Candace then? Should she do this, like a little petty comeback?
I would just be happy you are included.
Okay, just let it go.
You're part of the family, Candace.
Alyssa, you would be in our Christmas card.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling this morning. Have a great day.
You too.
All right,
bye, Alyssa.
Damn, I love what
that
she did.
That was so funny.
I really love that. Here is Kate. Kate, thank you for holding this morning. What are your thoughts on Candace's message?
Hi. Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be talking to you guys.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Of course. Family can be so tough, you know, and it's definitely like a lot of different ways that you could handle this and hard to know exactly what to do without knowing every bit of the situation. But I would really, you got to lean on your significant other. You know, I think my husband and I are really lucky to have good relationships with our in-laws, but there's still some turbulent moments, you know, moments where maybe someone says something or you know, I think you really got to lean on your significant other for that support and to kind of stand up for you when maybe the in-laws do something that doesn't rub you the right way.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how long, you know, they've been married, how long the mother-in-law has been around, because it's like if they've been around, she's been your mother-in-law for 20 years, I feel like you could speak up no problem.
Yeah.
But if this is 2-3 years into a marriage, you got to lean on the hubs, right?
Yeah, you probably do want to come from them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. And then I'm very much just kind of a turn the other cheek type of person. So I think what I would do is just kind of create the situation that you would want to have. I would send out my own Christmas card with the pictures that I wish had been included and just kind of create the situation that I wish would have happened. I personally would not kind of throw my mother-in-law under the bus and include bad pictures of her, but you know, I wouldn't blame you if you did.
Yeah.
Are you saying I had a bad idea? Are you calling me out right now, Kate? Are you getting in my kitchen?
No,
now?
No Kate.
No, no.
You just sound so grown
totally
up and
it.
Mature.
I know. Who is this person on the line who is so mature and wise right
now? You have such good thoughts.
I love that option of just truly rising above and just posting the best pictures of the year of you on your Christmas card. Like, this is who I am.
No, that means a lot. And I'm, again, so thrilled to be chatting with you guys. I Colorado native. I grew up listening to the Mix 100 show, and I've never called before, but this is so exciting to chat with you guys. So.
Well, I personally can't thank you enough. I've been here forever. I want you to come out to our toy drive this Saturday. Can you make it out to Lakewood, at Roller City, and come meet us?
Oh, my gosh. I would really wish I could. You know, I'm off of work today. I have my off days on the weekdays because I work weekends, so I'll be at work, but I really wish it goes well for you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. It's
thanks,
very
Kate.
Kind. Very, very kind. Kate, we're going to get to a couple more phone calls, but thank you for listening for so long and finally calling in.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate you and hope you have a good day.
You too. You Bye-bye. Call in anytime you want.
Boy, she's very wise.
Sweet.
Isn't she?
I know.
Hi,
she's
Jeremiah.
Thanks. What's up?
Hey, what up, dog?
oh, God. What are your thoughts for Candace?
Candace, don't listen to Alyssa and Kate. They're lame. They're not having any fun. Like, have fun back with it, you know? Like, superimpose the worst picture of her you can find.
Watch
into
your language.
Your Christmas card.
All right.
Yes, yes, I'm watching my language. Superimpose her into the card and maybe even, you know, set her, like, I don't know, a foot away from everybody else when you do it, and just have fun with it, you know, and send it out to everyone in the family.
Damn it. You're like the total opposite of Kate. And I love this call too. And Jeremiah, with all the photo editing programs right now, you could like put like little devil horns on her or put a big old booger coming out of her nose.
Oh yeah.
Or you could just have her doing something like naughty with Frosty, you know what I mean?
Send it out to all Katie.
The family. Katie.
Katie's living a fantasy here on the air.
Really get that mother-in-law going.
Where are you putting that carrot nose?
I know.
No.
Jeremiah, this call has gone too far. It has gone too far.
Yes, it has. Yes,
but
it has.
I like,
know, have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
I do like that this phone call is the total opposite of Kate. So you're so incredibly immature, and we love it as well.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremiah.
Awesome. Thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome, buddy. Have a good day. That's a good one. All right, is it Liesl?
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hello. Okay, so you heard the whole story about Candace and the Christmas card, right?
Yeah.
All right, what do you want her to do about it?
I think that Candace should, like, take her mother-in-law out to, like, coffee or something and be like, hey, why did you put these mean photos of me in? And confront her, but don't be mean about it because you want to keep that relationship.
What if she does that and the mother-in-law looks her in the eye and says, because I don't like you?
Oh, then you have to be like, wow, where's that coming from? Jeez.
And then she'll say, well, I've never liked you, and I think my son could have done way better, and I don't like your attitude, and I think you're ugly. Then what do you say?
And then I'd say, we don't need to talk to each other.
And then mother-in-law would say, fine, you're dead to me. Have a great Christmas. I hope we get a divorce. Then what?
Then you just leave.
Then you bounce.
Then you throat punch her and leave is the proper answer.
Yeah, you dump the frappuccino on her face and leave.
There you go. You throw the coffee at her. That's what we wanted.
Liesl, how old are you?
12.
Oh, God, so.
You're adorable.
You know, you hung pretty good with me.
I know.
With me being silly with you.
You really did.
You hung pretty well.
Hats off to you, Liesl. Good job.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Have a good day, all right?
Of course. Thank you.
Bye.
Then you dump the frappuccino right on her face is what you do.
And like they said, you wanted to keep that relationship going, you know?
I think bottom line, I think Kate nailed it. Our first-time caller, Kate, right? Like, level-headed, just send out a good picture of yourself, move on, and just be
the
bigger
person.
No
naughty AI pictures of the mother-in-law.
Don't do anything with Frosty's character.
Kind of like Jeremiah. Yeah.
I know.